This is courtesy of the whole meeting, April 16th, 2012.
Committee of the Hall to order at 7:15. Roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Absent.
Trustee Sandoval?
Here.
Trustee Tomaselli?
Present.
Trustee Chippen?
Present.
Trustee Wazinski?
Present.
Item 2.1, motion to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Hall of April 2nd, 2012.
So moved.
Sandoval, second by Wazinski. Questions or comments? Roll call.
I'm sorry, what's the motion?
Sandoval and Wazinski.
Trustee Sandoval?
Yes.
Trustee Tomaselli?
Aye.
Trustee Chippen?
Aye.
Trustee Wazinski?
Aye.
Trustee Clemens?
Aye.
Motion carries. Human Resources and Finance?
Yes, tonight we have a couple of items, fund balance policy and 2012 audit services. First item, fund balance policy, which Steve presented at the last meeting. There have been some changes made since then. And the big, one of the big ones is changing unreserved to unrestricted. And Steve, could you explain the
adding that asset also?
And adding that asset. But I want to go into some of the details of what the distinction, what's important about that distinction between unreserved and
well, in other words, there's a fund balance really, when you look at the audit report, fund balance is the funds available or resources available on a fund basis. Your net assets is government-wide basis, which was changed a number of years ago. For this policy, we're trying to use net assets and fund balance as always available resources. So we're just trying to say, hey, it's available resources, cash, and investments. When we look at the audit report, though, your net assets includes all things like fixed assets, grants, and stuff like that. We're not including that. We're just saying take out the net assets and use cash and investments only. A couple other changes in here, we didn't distinguish next year's operating budget as a percent. So when we say 30% of operating expenses, we clearly now say next year's budgeted operating expenses. Just about what we're talking about, not this year, but next year. And then the presentation I mentioned that we made with all this is on the charts and graphs that show. Here's where we stand on a cash and investment standpoint. Here's the different allocation of that investment or cash to what we're saying in this policy.
Right. So I think you know, what we're trying to do here is establish the policy, and we do have some meetings that we have to have in order to actually start complying with the policy. I mean, we're not totally, or in the foreseeable future, we can see where our balance is.
So mechanism finally to start tracking our cash investments, our fund balances, and what we're going to do if we're falling short, what we're going to do if we're actually over what our policy states.
This is, I think this gives us a good instrument for us to actually be able to make some decisions on moving in where we have to, which is something we don't really have right now. Good discussion and then the motion. So this is really lays the groundwork for being able to do this without having to coordinate with every time.
So are you feeling okay to send this forward?
I am, yes. We may have to make some adjustments as we take a look at the actual numbers, but I think 10 is for you.
Any policy may need tweaking at some point in time.
So, but I think it's a good, I think it's a good start.
Question we have? Can we say board for May 7th?
Yes.
Second item is the 24 water services. Actually, it's pretty, it's really our standard. We have to have an auditor, and we have been using Stickage for the last many years. So it'll be the fifth year, it'll be the last year of their contract. There is a policy out there approved by the board a number of years ago, that maybe 5 years basically. Now we have to go out and get the auditors prior to the Stickage. Well, the new, we had the same auditors for at least 24 years. So there's a lot of those changes we needed to make. Doesn't mean we'll switch auditors, but every 5 years we'd like to go out and see the cost. It is a lot of funds. The water fund is a standard audit engagement letter, basically spells out our understanding, their understanding of our procedures, the cost of the engagement, which was agreed to the original proposal received 5 years ago. It's not an unusual letter, I read it. So it's pretty standard.
Building and zoning grease cap variance request.
Mr. Mayor, board, we have another request looking for variance from really code requirements on grease traps. It's all summarized in there, but it's more maybe for TMA business that would like to come to town. Essentially, they're going to have one machine make tortillas and be able to deliver it to community buyers or other buyers. More of a supply use. It's not a restaurant. They're located over on 750 Magnet Unit A. But there's no grease trap installed. However, they do have to have a grease trap because they do waste potentially just in the cleaning process these fast oils of grease. And as you know, we have limitations on that. Those are not allowed to be. We try to minimize them getting into the sanitary sewer system in Fox Lake. So they have a request for that variance. We're recommending that you grant variance. This is something we've done before at other facilities, same facilities, adequately sized, and it meets all the requirements for keeping grease out of the system. So I'll leave that at that. Was there any questions? As far as I know, I haven't heard anything in the
country.
Well, if there was other conditions, it's really the best thing to do because of location, the fact that they don't need to be sense of being owner is not that size.
Do we have any inspection policy on these so that we can monitor to make sure that they're working okay?
Yeah, I believe we're inspecting annually. Grease traps, public works department handles those inspections.
Larger ones, I know we've had a couple of issues where they were cleaned off enough, they backed up. These being the smaller ones, that's why I was asking you, how often do they need to be cleaned out? And
I don't know.
Based on that, I was doing some kind of a review to make sure that they're being cleaned properly and are working as expected.
Well, typically, I don't recall seeing the time frame for cleaning here. But yeah, if they go out and inspect it, it's fine when they know that they have to get an additional.
Maybe we could ask the facility owners to do a report to us on how often they need to clean them so that we have history.
Can they get the records? Do you want to do all of this?
I have no idea. Other than the initial conversation with my staff, this one has been shared between public work and the regular work. We're prepared to take over. To your question there,
how often these be cleaned, they give sites specific, must be generated. I'm not aware of any that have some sensor that gives sound an alarm or anything, so there is a burden on the property. I'm doing some checking of functioning, and they're in our inspection to put our eyes on it, so that hopefully there's not neglect. Hopefully between the two, we don't get a problem.
Do you think it might be a good idea to ask, if we're going to have two of them, to ask them to keep track and report to us so we have a history for our future recommendations? And make them responsible to make sure they're maintaining it.
We could contact the manufacturer as well. There was something in this recommendation.
Or find out if they're using for their services to pump it out, find out whether they're reaching their capacity before they're pumping them. How long the company that they're using, maybe they can let them go.
Yeah, one of the biggest indicators too is if a little horse gets called out to rotten, you know, like that's a dead issue. But no, that's a good idea.
If we're asking them to report for our information, put them on notice of make sure it's maintained.
Agreed. That would give some certainly implied oversight on our part. We can do that.
Okay. Is that okay with them on that? Okay. The board. Community garden update.
There was a question last night about the community garden, and there was quite a really given a brief overview. We've got it's 27 plots. Public Works staff already read them for planting. Applications were mailed by Martha to all of the last year's participants. And currently we have two returned and two new applicants. Typically we start May 1, but it's obviously ready to plan a year old list at this time. But Martha's going to follow up again, checking with everybody. From last year, typically we see pretty good, you know, year by year, but we've only got two good returns right now. So Martha's going to follow up and see if anybody else is affected.
Our water bill and then our
webpage stuff. It's on the webpage. It's always on the webpage. It's been on the webpage. But
wasn't that the water bill?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. Wasn't that the water bill?
Yeah, that's the next one, I
believe.
Yep. May 1st, when I was right before that water bill, I can't just go through it.
When did
that,
when did I have that water bill prepared?
Yeah.
We should have
go ahead with the comfort of Marbury, too. We're going to use it as another meeting. You know,
by the end of
the week. Okay. No problem. Okay. Okay. Passed out the guided explanations to the private park and road release document and the release of rights that the movement had prepared actually a couple of months ago. It's one of our proposed future topics, so everybody now has a copy of what we're proposing to work on getting release of the rights, and we'll have a discussion possibly at the next
meeting. Ryan, if there's people who are going to be the actual people going out to talk to homeowners, it'd be good to have them here too, Mayor. To go over just a PowerPoint, a little Q&A, because it really big documents are kind of archaic. Everybody always wants to know, like, $10 is in there, but my house is worth, you know, several hundred thousand. So questions like that come up, but it's just good to go over. So if there's any volunteers who are going to be going door to door, it would be good to have them here for the discussion, too.
Okay. And you walk the park property, you got a tentative plan from the park district for some paths and fishing points and stuff, the concept anyway, to look at, to do some clearing, to see what's out there, to see if that will actually work with what we see once we get some of the underbrush out of the way. Mike had a waiver of, what was that called?
I call it a discouragement to volunteer. The waiver of liability.
Liability.
For volunteers.
And we discussed possibly if we have Boy Scouts and Rotary organizations like that having a waiver that the organization can sign,
yeah.
And then their volunteers can be covered under that. So Mike's working on that for us.
Is that fair? I mean, not to too facetious with it, but after I drafted the waiver, I'm looking at this thing and asking your volunteers to come and sign and say, I hereby waive, you know, injury, damages, or death.
You have to throw death in there.
You have to throw it. You got it. The insurance company wants to see death, right? So when you read it, it looks like a discouragement to volunteer as opposed to a thank you. So I'm trying to get the greater organizations maybe to sign on for the waiver.
Don't these organizations have their own insurance?
It's actually a better program. If it isn't going to be Boy Scouts or Rotary or something like that, then that's actually better. We'll get an agreement, a volunteerism agreement with them, and then the indemnification actually means something. Those organizations are very well insured.
Just out of curiosity, as trustees, are we like already waived from?
Well, you're included in the insurance automatically. Good to go.
Good. I'll get my head and shot first anyway.
And don't operate the chair. Not technically a legal advice, but.
Okay.
Just one question. When will this meeting be?
For training, the PowerPoint training, whatever you all want it to be, we could do it at the next committee of the whole.
We need to get our volunteers.
We can do a couple of them, but it's for efficient use of the trustees' time, whatever the years.
I think if we try to do it at the next committee of the whole, if the schedule isn't too heavy, it would be good to at least get one done, and if we need to do something after that. The people here will be indoctrinated to it, ready to pass on the information to others.
Hasn't been indoctrinated. All right. Mayor, if Ron has an announcement, he wanted to.
Street sweeping will start this coming Wednesday, and it'll be the first sweeping of, I guess, about November. Our contractor require 3 days. Typically, they'll do it in 2, and it will be ongoing once a month basis. One system and the binder notification to residents. It's starting this Wednesday, should finish Friday the first weekend.
The other announcements? Just a new topic that we have covered here.
Can we kind of bring up this welcome and see if we can get something drafted so that we can
information from SWAC for broader education. that?
If they come up and have to go, get it.
I got with Walter Willis from your last meeting, so.
Where are we going to do our food products compost on that farm?
Was that a question? Where? That's a great question.
Is that a
we're not in the pilot program here.
Is that one of those host programs? Similar to the construction and demolition debris processing?
Yeah, I don't know. I know they're going to start a pilot program. Do you remember what communities you're moving in?
No,
I don't. I don't remember.
Are we able to put the hog farm out at Wilson in one time? We need to make some use of our vacant properties.
I was just thinking, you know, on some of our vacant property, not that it would be a big money maker or anything, but it would help to sort of offset that zero balance on Arbor Day. Why can't we plant saplings of our own?
It was a nice suggestion 2 years ago.
Where were you then? Not making the big money out of it.
And we had part of it was community education for children.
My understanding is that the saplings, you know, when you just do the root system order or whatever, aren't all that expensive at all. And I know now I have a distributor who can probably get us a really good price. And I work hard enough that I can get that donated too. So.
So we can't make any money off that property. There's a restructuring plan.
So we're giving them away.
They're not making anything.
That's a point.
But it might help us to fund one of our other endeavors, which right now
And the other thing was a community farm for food similar to what Avon Township was doing behind their building. That if we have volunteers that would organize and train people, that we could start the education program.
Just so you know, my green thumb is Christian, so he's the one you all look at. My plants are lower, because then again, I'm not growing vegetables, so. Is it other than vegetables? And strawberries and that kind of stuff? Or just corn and...
Mono Saturday night, I think they announced that they had 30-some gardeners through their program, and they have a training program on organic gardening, different types of vegetables as a plant.
So if we grew this stuff and really got produce out of this garden, what would we do with it? Because we can't sell it.
Food pantries.
As long as you can't sell it, you can't make money at it.
Right.
But the problem is the property has all the saplings from box elders and stuff growing out there, so if we're going to do something or mow it down with the mower that would cut those, then we end up with a bunch of underbrush eventually that you don't want to have taken over either.
So can we bring this back for more conversation?
Certainly.
Cool.
We could do a promotion at the Arbor Day celebration.
Cooler than
that. So we need people to actively volunteer to take ownership of it. Thank you so
much. I'll give you a small box now.
I'll be here.
Craig volunteered too.
Is that what I did? He did. And I heard Vicky say he's right there with us.
Myself and probably three of you here. Well, that's two of us together. It's right in the zone.
Good.
Woman. Dead isn't allowed to be here. Don't say I don't. Any other new topics? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carry on.
Aye.